You're listening to 15-Minute Mentor Short Takes, a daily dose of enlightening and actionable advice from a mentor. For self-improvement audiobooks, courses, and one-on-one mentoring you can immediately put to use, visit 15minutementor.com.
Before you look for a mentor, you should think about what you want to get out of the friendship. For that reason, you should think about your short-term and long-term plans. It's easy to make a choice once you know exactly where you want to be. A lot of the time, when people think of teachers, they picture a formal, methodical business setting. But mentoring relationships aren't just for business. In reality, there are many reasons why you might want a guide. To find a mentor, look for someone who has the traits, skills, and experiences that you want to have one day. Someone who shares your goals for success, has a good mood, and is willing to share what they know with you should be your mentor. You could benefit from having a guide who is the best at what they do so you can learn from them. Another option is to find a mentor who is only slightly better ranked than you. This way, you can learn what you need to help you get to the next level. While picking the mentor with less experience will help you focus on a specific area of knowledge and reach your short-term goals, picking the mentor with more experience will help you reach your long-term goals. In a perfect world, both types of mentors would be present. In this way, you get a complete experience that will help you in the short and long run. In either case, you need to find someone who won't be afraid to push you to do your best. A good coaching relationship will help you feel more confident in your abilities and gain new insights. What will make the guide happy is seeing how the changes they made in your life have paid off.
For self-improvement audiobooks, courses, and one-on-one mentoring you can immediately put to use, visit 15minutementor.com.